Hello and welcome to another Orbit, the devotional from the youth team at St Mary's Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders. Each weekday we look together at a little bit of the Bible and ask how we might be able to apply it to today. Please do tell your friends and family about these daily readings if you think they would find them helpful. Our Bible reading today comes from Romans chapter 12 again, this time 11 to 13 of the verses. If you haven't heard yesterday's Orbit, you might want to start there, because over the course of a few days, we're going through this brilliant but very dense passage of Paul's instructions to the church. He's giving them some great advice on what it means to live as followers of Jesus and walk in the way of love. So here's the next little bit, Romans 12, verses 11 to 13. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. In the first part of this reading yesterday, we saw how fundamentally important it is that we love one another as followers of Jesus. This is the bedrock of the life of the church. If we don't have love, we don't have very much at all. But there's lots more to build on that platform. Lots of things to think about if we want to grow as people and as a church. Paul basically presents a list of virtues or good attitudes to aim for, ways of thinking or behaving that are in step with the Holy Spirit. So he starts here by using two unfamiliar words to describe the same idea: zeal, which I can barely say, or spiritual fervour. Essentially, both of these are about passion for God and for his kingdom. Paul is saying, stay hyped for the things of God. Make serving God the thing that you are most excited about in life. Then he talks about having joy in hope, being certain about the eternal future that God has promised, and also the fact that he's already remaking the world for the better. This is great news, and we should feel joy about it. Paul goes on to say that we should be patient in affliction, which means simply that when suffering comes, and it always does, we have to learn to endure and persevere through it. That isn't easy, of course, but it's helped a lot by the next item on Paul's list, being faithful in prayer. Sometimes God doesn't answer our prayers straight away, perhaps because he wants a long-term relationship with us, not a short one-off chat. So he invites us to persevere in our prayers. The final two things Paul adds here are about how we relate to other people. As a church, we should share what we have with those who are in need, starting with the people on our doorsteps. And finally, he invites us to practice hospitality, to open our homes to others when it's not against government restrictions to do so, obviously, and to show kindness by feeding and sheltering other people, and not just our friends. Passion, hope, patience, prayerfulness and hospitality. What would our lives look like if we lived them by these rules? How might our church be transformed if this was what we were known for? This is what love looks like in action. You might want to join me in praying this prayer. God, I thank you for Paul's words in this passage and for the reminder to put love into practice. Help me to know how to do that. Point out opportunities and remind me of situations that allow me to show love to the people around me. Amen. As always, there's now just a chance for you to pray or listen to God, or simply be still and reflect for a few moments. Each day we provide you with a simple challenge on Orbit, something to do which helps you to put this little thought into action, and here's today's. Well, a reminder: passion, hope, patience, prayerfulness and hospitality. Though a long list like that might make you feel quite overwhelmed, we don't need to grow in all those things at the same time. So choose one of the things on that list today and ask God for an opportunity to grow in it. You don't need to wait around for a miraculous occurrence. You could just choose to start. Share your passion. Start praying for something, or find a COVID-safe way of showing kindness to others. Find a way to put love into action today. That's it for another Orbit. If you want to get in touch about this or anything else, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org. We'll be back with another edition tomorrow. Thanks for taking part today.